We are studying from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 9, in the interpretation for the words, in page Taf Taf Chaf Hey, question Yud Gimel 13. You're welcome to enter our site, Cab TV. You can also find their text there in Hebrew. And selected questions would be heard throughout the lesson. So, the table of interpretation for the words.
Together with us, there are friends from Ashkelon, Natzrat, Yokneam, Rishon LeZion, Afula, and the young BB group who are working in our new building right now. Yes.
The elder carried, received twice as much. Item 13. Check out answer 11 that was clarified there, that in the upper Bia that was made there in the Elilion when the man rose from the Klipot. Yet, no depiction occurred in them. And check it out. Indeed, since they are cleaving on to the Yachab of the Elyon, check out answer 69. It turns out that the Zivug that occurred there in the Elyon for the sake of the Elyon also emerged on the addition of man on the Elyon, which cleaved to the Elyon. Therefore, it is considered that in this Zivug there are 2 degrees of Ten Sefirot. The first is the degree of Ten Sefirot that emerge on man of the Elyon itself. And the second is the degree of the Ten Sefirot which emerged on the additional man of the Tachton, the low one, which cleaved to the man of the Elyon, the upper one, during the Zivug. Indeed, the Tachton cannot yet enjoy and clothe anything to the degree of the Ten Sefirot that emerged over its man. For yet he has no depiction. For yet he did not receive even a ibur, conception. Hence the Elyon, the upper one, take his share within it as a deposit as long as he's not worthy of receiving them. It turns out that the Elyon took twice as much of this coupling, for it took 2 parts, his own share and the share of the lower one, the Tachton. And this is the secret that the Bechor, the elder son, carries twice as much. And check it out in answer 15.
Is it clear? What is not clear? Who can tell what's going on here? Well, Niv is not here. What's with him? Ran away. Who is considered the lower one? Neshama. The upper. Who is the upper's upper? The Creator. We're not speaking here about the Creator. We're learning tests here. There's no Creator. In test, you cannot define this word, Creator. Did you ever see the word love here, fear? It's a totally different language. This is a technical language. You're entering the body here, and you're not talking about the feeling of the body. We're talking about how many acids or electricity you have here, or hormones, and so forth. And accordingly, you say, the body feels such and such, because it is clear to you that this is what it should feel, according to your measurements of all these ingredients. This is science. It's not a novel here. Love, fear, and the Creator is not here. Where is the Creator? Upper light, that's it. It's a higher force which holds nature, which in itself it is called nature. So we have here shattered souls. These shattered souls receive awakening. They begin to organize according to this light that reforms, which awakens them. It also operates in them and around them and brings them, prompts them to some place where there are books, teacher, and friends. If they organize correctly, then they begin to integrate in the upper, above them, and to demand from him another ascent, to demand from the upper what can he provide to them. He can go up to his upper and to receive for them. This is what is explained here, that each and every one can rise to Malchut, De Atzilut, where when we are already included in Malchut, De Atzilut, it's called that we are all already in Kedusha, in Atzilut. She turns to Zeranpin, De Atzilut, as her elder son. And Zeranpin, De Atzilut, turns to Ishsut, Abba Ve'ima, according to the size of the request. And then from above comes the... From above comes the light and corrects the vessels. The correction is made in two stages. The first stage, the kli that rises now from Bia to Atzilut, is a shattered vessel. It has no screens. It has no power of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, to do anything. So what will happen to him? First of all, you should correct it. Therefore, in every vessel, in every kli that starts drawing near to correction in Atzilut, you should first restrict it. Look. Which, when in Biakad Ma'a, that was made in the upper's upper, then the man rose from the Klipot to Zon De Atzilut. Here, there is no depiction made in them yet. They are only desires from the Klipot. But since they are cleaved to the Achab De Elyon, you find that the zivug that got out of the upper's upper, in, for the upper, also came out on the addition of the man from the lower, which are cleaved to the upper. You should read it again, and I will illustrate, because I can't do them both. My machine is... not sophisticated enough. Read it. Read it again. There is parsa here. Below parsa, bria, yetzira, sira. Yes? Neshamot. Shattered neshamot, souls. Clear. There is an illumination from above to these shattered souls, provision, guidance, and these souls begin to receive an awakening. They want, or some of them want, to ascend to Atzilut. If they will rise to Atzilut, they will be integrated. Now read.
The elder carries twice as much. In Biakid Ma'ad, ancient Bia, that occurred in the El Elyon when man rose from the Klipot, yet no depiction occurred in them. Indeed, since they are cleaved onto the Achap of the Elyon, check out answer 69, it turns out that the zivug coupling that emerged during the Elyon for the sake of the Elyon emerged also on the addition of man of the Tachton, the low one that cleaved onto the Elyon, to the upper one.
Is it clear or not? There are 3 degrees. This degree is called the lower.
Ushavut.
It is shattered. The upper is Chafetz Chesed. It's corrected, but it's Chafetz Chesed. And the upper's upper, it has everything. Meaning 10 Sefirot. This is what I'll write. 10 Sefirot, meaning everything is okay. The lower is shattered. It needs to correct itself. It raises its man to the upper. The upper cannot correct the lower. It has nothing to answer with. It cannot give him pleasure. What can he do? He takes his man, man number one, and with his own deficiency that he can provide nothing to the lower, raises them both together above. Man one, the first man, and the second man. The upper's upper does the zivug daka upon these both mans, one inside the other. Here, this is one, and inside it, the second one. The first one is inside, and the second is outside. And it does zivug daka. He does this zivug daka on both of them, the upper's upper. And he provides, brings him the answer, returns it. When he returns it, from this, the upper receives man number two, what he deserves, and he does Gadlut. And then later, after Gadlut, begets upon man number one, the lower. And then it provides it. That's it. How many times did I illustrate this? It's countless. Yes.
The man rises to Neshamot and the Patsufim that are above Atzilut, or that it is one of the same, the souls and the Patsufim are one of the same.
Neshamot zenikra.
Souls are called power of bestowal in the lower. Power of bestowal in the creature is called neshama. Power of reception in the creature is called guf, body. Power of bestowal in the creature is stabilize, it's constructed upon the light that reforms. To begin with, in the creature there is no neshama, no soul, there is only reshimo. Out of this reshimo, by the effort to draw the light that reforms, then out of this reshimo, the masach, the screen, and the returning light is made, and they build the neshama, the soul. That's it. Neshama is something a person builds in itself by the light that reforms. Otherwise, there is no neshama. Only the will to receive, which is governed by the light, the general light. That is why they say they all seem as beasts. And until a person has the desire to bestow contemplative the Creator in something, then he is not considered Adam, because he has not even a small portion of resemblance to the Creator, bestowal. Yes?
We are claiming that man rises in the patsufim that are above Atzilut, this is Malchut Atzilut, Ziranpin, etc. Now the question,
all of the mans are ultimately from below Bia to Malchut Atzilut.
So from below the Bia, seemingly where it goes through one soul to the next soul to the next soul?
No. What do you mean, from one soul to the next soul?
Meaning, if someone wants, in favor of someone, he wants to raise man, is it going through him to another soul that is more corrected? Or it goes straight to Atzilut?
What do you mean, someone else instead of him? I don't understand. Help me. Help me understand him.
If someone wants to do good to someone else, so there's a descendance from a higher soul through him,
I can take someone else's kli and correct it? Where did you see such a thing or hear such a thing? I can aid, but I can correct instead of him. This is impossible. No. Yes?
Oliver from France is asking, if the Elyon is delighted in mercy, Chafetz Chesed, how or where does he receive the man of the Tachton, of the low one?
He receives a man of the lower because he is Chafetz Chesed. If I'm not Chafetz Chesed, I cannot receive the man of the lower. To be prepared to take care of whoever, I must be in Chafetz Chesed. If I am less than Chafetz Chesed, I am an egoist. If I am more than Chafetz Chesed, then I am already taking care of someone, and this is my job. And then I cannot receive no man. I can receive man only under the condition that I am Chafetz Chesed. Yes?
Oliver is also asking whether the Tachton, the low one, has a clue about something that the Elyon received from his upper Elyon before receiving back from him, or he doesn't know anything about that. Also connects to a question of a friend from San Francisco, a student from San Fran. Why is it important for us to know about the Elyon? Isn't it enough for the low one to know that there's Elyon and that's it?
Our upper is the group. The upper's upper is the Creator. That's how we should accept it. Yes.
So you're saying that it's important for us to know that there's a Creator and not only a group, otherwise we can't advance? Why in the state of the Tachton it's important to know about the Creator, not enough to know about the group?
I didn't understand.
The question is,
the Creator is the goal. I turn to Him and from Him I receive. The group is the means. It's my vessel. The more I see them connected, united, I correct myself in order to receive the perception of reality, correct one. I join all these groups in order to say that there is none else besides them, and all these vessels that hate each other, I still want to receive them as one construction because it all seems in my ego, in my uncorrected state. This... What bothers you that you should take under consideration one more degree?
The question is, the Tachton, we claim, has no true idea about the Eli Elyon, the upper one. He only knows what he wants in his own desires.
Correct.
So if he has no clue about it, why should he know about it? Had he known about the Elyon and turned to him, that's it. From there, he'll advance.
No. That's incorrect. He should know more or less the qualities of the upper. He needs to know this. Now, right now, we know nothing. If we are revealed as a lower, which raises its man to Zeranpin, Zeranpin raises their man to Abba Ve'ima. This is a stepladder. So now we are in their cognition somehow. I must know who am I working with. With this, I draw the light of reforms from that degree. Yes. Pass on the mic.
If I understood the Moshe's question correctly, I think he's asking, just as there is order of descendants of the Patzufim, so there's an order of souls. We have the Kabbalists above us, and with the man of the lowest passing on, or his evoking, so does it go through all the souls, does it go through the Patzufim, and consequently the light through higher and higher souls?
It's not a matter for us, but that's also. But here, this is not what's spoken about. These souls are not part of the world, the system of the worlds. As much as you use it, you receive through it. And the souls of the Kabbalists who corrected themselves, they are corrected in the general system, and they help us. That's it. And this has nothing to do one with the other. Of course it's one system, but it's not that through them we receive. We receive with their help, but through that pipeline that they also build it. I have no words for that. The question is correct, but I can't explain exactly. I'll try to get there as quick as possible. Okay. Yes, Motlo.
In the second man, what is the darkness the upper one feel when he connect to the Echap of the upper one, Elyon?
Again?
What is the darkness that the Elyon feels when it connects to the Echap of the Elyon, the second man?
That he has no strength to take care of the lower. It's a great darkness. It's a mother who cannot provide food for her baby. The man of the lower, in this case, is magnified a few times. The baby just cries. The mother is running all over the place. She shouts until the government that she has nothing to feed the boy with. The man of the lower causes gigantic man in the upper. It doubles it a few times, and all these levels are levels of love.
I'd like to know what causes the restriction for the Elyon. This is what I'm asking. What causes a person to restrict himself? Is it due to darkness or what? What is there to learn from within darkness that I can restrict myself?
No. The restriction is made out of the fact that I want to bestow. If I truly want to bestow, I restrict the will to receive, my will to receive.
But that's beyond the parsa. No, I'm talking about a person now in the second stage when he's in the work, in preparation time. What?
How should I know that I want to bestow?
Well, I'm asking, a person knows nothing.
So first of all, I can know this because if I do not receive, then I am prepared, I'm willing to bestow, and this is called Tzimtzum.
The problem is as follows. A person cannot make the calculation of what to receive and what not to receive and what's correct and what's incorrect.
No. We're not talking about this kind of state. No. So, we cannot talk about anything. What states are you talking about? I don't know. I'm in a groove. I'm scrutinizing exactly how much can I give and receive. But if I truly want to know in a group, am I bestowing or not, I must restrict my desire. Without restricting the desire, how can I know that I truly do these things for myself or not for myself? Together we're sitting in a restaurant. I invited you for a restaurant because I want to honor you in a nice and good meal. But in order for you to enjoy your meal, I will also order something. How can I be sure that what I provide to you is wholeheartedly and I have nothing from it? Because I can cancel my order and still remain totally clean. If I can give it up and say, I'm taking my dish and his dish, I'll pay for both of them, and I bring it to the table, and I give to you, and I also leave some part for me. So it turns out that I must go through a state that I'm totally detached from these dishes. Otherwise, how will I know that I'm doing this for bestowal and not for reception?
To live disconnected from myself, I need to be beyond the parser.
If you're speaking of bestowal, it's above parser.
All right, so now I'm talking about a state along that path.
Also, the state in the path, you must try and do these actions. Even if you're lying to yourself, it's not that bad, but try to do. This must be as an example for you.
Is it possible to receive the achap? We're constantly saying that the group is the Elyon, that one. But one's life is not only the group. There's the whole of reality of his world. So can you take all the achap as the entire reality? Because I received darkness from the entire world, not only from the group.
No. Our spiritual reality is in the group.
All right. So
let's go on to the next part.
But beforehand, we'll sing a song together. יש לנו בניין שתסבל הסולם אופיס פדית love for the creator, love for the created beings, that which the love for the creator and that which you hate. בכיף. אתה משם קורא או אתה רוצה לשבת פה? אתה רואה משם עד לשם? יופי מקסיקו! יופי. אה, פאקינג צמצם! סמק, תפתח צמצם. מת, השוט. שם הוא מסתתר. או, סנטה מרתה, שבעה חבר'ה.
אופי.
למשה וחצי, זה סוסה.
שם הוא מסתתר.
וואו.
מיאמי.
כרמיאל, התעורר. בית אבות. ככה טוב שהוא ככה.